it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Debbie.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yeah, it was a playful one. It came from Mark Scott of Seattle. I said, take the name of a famous actor of the past, say it out loud, and phonetically you'll describe what a famous general's horse did. And the answer was Cary Grant. And General Ulysses S. Grant's horse, of course, carried him.
So there were more than 1,000 correct entries. And this week's winner is Clark Nider. He's from Phoenix, Arizona. Congratulations, Clark.
Oh, thank you, Debbie.
So tell us how long you've been playing the puzzle.
I've been playing since they started with online entries.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm retired Federal Express, and I operate an amateur radio station, KK7DY.
All right. So, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Absolutely, positively.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Clark and Debbie, I'm going to give you 2 6-letter words. Put the same pair of letters in front of each one to get 2 common 8-letter words. For example, if I said airway, A-I-R-W-A-Y, and ranger, R-A-N-G-E-R, you would say stairway and stranger, putting S-T in front of each of them.
Okay.
Here you go. Here's number one. Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, and petite, P-E-T-I-T-E.
A parent,
putting A-P, apparent in appetite, is correct. Number two is option, O-P-T-I-O-N, and equate, E-Q-U-A-T-E.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Here's a hint, Clark. The first one is a vowel.
Adoption.
Adoption and adequate is correct. Crease, C-R-E-A-S-E, and fringe, F-R-I-N-G-E.
Infringe and increase.
You got it.
Nice.
Rocket, R-O-C-K-E-T, and inning, I-N-N-I-N-G.
Sprocket and spinning.
Ooh, you're getting good. Median, M-E-D-I-A-N, and gently, G-E-N-T-L-Y. The second answer word describes how you are answering this puzzle.
I can give this one a try.
Go ahead, Debbie.
Cogently?
Cogently, yeah, which means with intelligence, and a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Nice job.
That was a hard one.
Yeah, well, they get trickier. Try this. Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, and stance, S-T-A-N-C-E. Here's a big hint. The first one is an arithmetical operation.
Division.
Division and distance. Good. Editor, E-D-I-T-O-R, and edible, E-D-I-B-L-E.
Credible.
Credible and creditor. Nice one.
Editors must be credible.
There you go. Lament, L-A-M-E-N-T, and reside, R-E-S-I-D-E. The first one named something found inside a light bulb.
Filament, fireside.
Filament and fireside is right. And here's your last one, berate, B-E-R-A-T-E, and feline, F-E-L-I-N-E.
Well, I need a lifeline on that one, Debbie.
You needed a lifeline, and that was the answer.
Yeah, I gave it to myself.
Very good, Clark.
Liberate and lifeline. Good job.
How do you feel?
Well, I feel relieved.
Not the first person to say that.
Well, Clark, for playing our puzzle today, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Clark, what member station do you listen to?
KJZZ in Phoenix.
That's Clark Nider of Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it's a cute one. It comes from listener Adam Aronson of Deerfield, Illinois. Think of a classic movie title in which the initials of all the words up to the last one in order, spell the number of letters in the last word. The number of words in the title is for you to discover. What film is it? So again, a classic movie title in which the initials of all the words up to the last one, in order, spell the number of letters in the last word. What film is it?
When you have an answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Debbie.